Hi, I've got a secret to share with you. I'll be narrating a real conversation that happened on Arouser.com, a site where adults share their most intimate fantasies and engage in role play via texting and video. I highly suggest you put your headphones on. Now, welcome to your kinky escape. This session involves an Arouser member and chat host, Kiki Miller. This is a story about a slutty soccer mom who is blackmailed into having sex with her adult stepson. The countdown starts in 3, 2, 1. Hey, babe, what are you in the mood for tonight?
Hey, sexy. So, I'm in the mood for some really naughty adult stepson and stepmom roleplay. I want to be the man you're having an affair with. I then proceed to blackmail you into having sex with your adult stepson so I can keep you coming back to me for more. I know it's kind of extreme, but I really hope that's all right with you.
Of course. I'm so kinky. I love these complex types of scenes to play with you online. I'm excited to get dirty with you.
Remember that bottle of lube we bought together that time we fucked in the grocery store bathroom last week? Put it in a bag for me. Then I want you to put the bag in your stepson's room to see what he says while you go take a shower.
I blush and hurry into my stepson's room. I can't believe what a whore I am. I'm already having an affair with you. Part of me loves it. I do as you ask and place the lube on his desk. Then I sigh, so embarrassed, as I go to shower off.
When you're done, you see him come out of his room. It's obvious. He's seen the bag. Thanks for the stuff, Mom. Are you trying to tell me something?
I blush hard at my stepson. You're welcome, I say, as I stutter. You can do whatever you want with that stuff. That can include me or not. Whatever you want, I say, smiling shyly.
Really, he says, as he rushes to you and starts squeezing your tits.
I gasp as he starts to immediately feel me up. But I just let him do it, knowing I can't stop it at all. Wait, we should also film it. You know, for later.
His eyes go wide, not believing it. Yeah, absolutely, he says. He stutters. Then he runs to his room to get his phone.
I prop his phone up and start to record, making sure we're in the frame. Okay, you can do whatever you like now. I take my shirt and pull it off, watching my stepson's eyes go wide.
You suddenly get a text. It's your husband. He tells you he's working late tonight and not to wait for him.
I blush harder than ever. That was the one thing I was hoping would cut things short with my stepson. My stepson sees the text too, and he gets a huge smile. I smile back, trying to look sincere, as he grabs my breasts again.
Can we do it on your bed? He asks.
Yes, of course, I say, with a smile. As I grab his phone, I walk him into my room and put the phone back up to record. Then I awkwardly sit on the side of the bed.
He jumps on the bed and lays down, spread out with his legs wide. Can you give me a blowjob, Mom?
I hesitate, feeling so humiliated. But I smile and do as he asks. I lean down, slowly working my tongue on his cockhead. Then I start to slowly bob my head on his cock.
Wow, it's been so long since we last did this. I thought you didn't like me anymore, he says. He grabs your head and makes you bob faster on his little dick.
My eyes go wide, surprised at how bold he's being this time. But I let him do what he wants, bucking his tiny dick in my mouth. His cock is too short. It won't reach the back of my throat.
What's the lube for, Mommy? He says.
Well, it can be used for lots of things. If you want an extra wet pussy or if you want to do anal. I hand him the lube and give him another forced smile. How would you like me to lay my son?
Can you get you on all fours?
I get on all fours on the bed, facing away from you. I hope you choose this position so I don't have to look at your face.
Get on all fours facing the mirror. I want to fuck my mommy from behind and see her face, he says with a big grin.
I blush even harder now, so humiliated and ashamed. I face the mirror, looking at my own embarrassed face. I can see my stepson positioning behind me.
He squirts way too much lube around, making a mess on your bed.
I sigh, knowing I'll have to stay up to clean the sheets after this. Very good, son. Now position yourself behind me. I can feel he keeps missing where my ass is with his tiny dick. It's so slippery from all the lube. He finally gets control and slides it in. He's so small and lubed up. It goes in without any resistance. I realize I can barely even feel his cock inside me. It feels barely any bigger than your thumb earlier. My ass is already still a little stretched out from your cock.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm not hurting you, am I, mommy?
I sigh. No, honey, it feels fine inside me. I lie. I feel him starting to buck his hips against me.
Can we do this every day?
I blush really hard. Not sure what to tell him. We can do it more often when your father isn't home.
Yes, he yells as he grabs your hips and thrusts without rhythm. This is the best!
I'm becoming embarrassed for him. Because of how bad this is. Then I remember it's being recorded, and you'll see all of it. I know it'll just give you more things to make fun of him for.
I'm gonna come, mommy.
I grunt as he keeps slamming his little dick in my ass. Okay, honey, I say with another sigh, trying to sound as into it as I can make myself.
Let's do a facial.
I feel humiliated again as I nod in agreement. I realize you must have learned this from all the porn he watches when he's home alone. I slide his dick out and fall onto my knees for him.
He grabs the phone and hands it to you to record. He starts jacking off.
I hold it so that the angle shows off his dick in my face. I'm trying to make it look as good as I can. My face still bright red, and I look so ashamed of myself.
He pumps his dick rapidly and starts cumming on your face.
I squeal as I feel his hot cum start to shoot towards me. Jets of thick cum start splattering on my face. I take it all and keep holding the camera too.
He comes so hard and gets dizzy, collapsing onto your bed. There's a text from me when you get out. Are you done yet, you whore?
I sigh and text back. Yes, we're done now. I took a video, but it's on my stepson's phone. I'll send it to you right away.
After a few minutes, I text you back. He's so fucking pathetic.
I blush hard, not knowing what to say back. I quickly transfer the video to my phone and send it to you, not wanting you to be able to text him directly.
Did you even feel his little cock?
No, his cock is small. I didn't feel it. He used too much lube. He has no experience at all with women. I feel so ashamed telling you all of this.
And he's not going to get any more experience. He's just too young to understand how to please you. I did this to teach you that lesson. You need to stop fucking around with your stepson.
I blush hard. Yes, I understand. I won't let him have any more of me. I'm crushed. Knowing he's going to think I don't care about him anymore. I have to do as you say, so you don't use this damning video evidence against me. My life in the suburbs is too comfortable for this to get out. It would ruin everything.
That was amazing as always, baby. You are incredible. Thanks for chatting with me today and playing out my dirty little secret fantasy.
Thank you so much, babe. I had so much fun playing out this fantasy with you. See you soon. How did this make you feel? What are your fantasies? You can share them at arouser.com. It's free to try. That's spelled arouser.com. If you loved today's sex chat, follow Your Kinky Escape podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes every Thursday. See you soon.